the soundtrack to your life. Cheshire's Silk 106.9. But I'll never give up hoping till I make you mine.
The harder I try. My wife and my lady cousins are going to be so, so jealous because on the phone now I'm talking to Nathan Moore. Yes, the Nathan Moore from Brother Beyond. How are you, Nathan? You all right?
I'm good, Darren. How are you?
Yeah, not bad at all, not bad at all. So, let's talk about Brother Beyond first of all. I've got a question for you, because I've played your records at, you know, party bars, and I'm still doing it now, even now, right? So, were you actually brothers? Because you all look like twins.
There was two brothers in the original lineup of Brother Beyond when we first started the band, Egg and David White. But when we recorded the two songs we did with Stock Aitken and Waterman, because one of the brothers was the main songwriter, he just sort of kind of said, well, what's the point? You know, if they're going to write songs for us, it's not what I'm in the band for. So just before we released The Harder I Try, Egg White left the band.
Oh.
But there was two brothers, and that's kind of how Brother Beyond, the name, kind of was created. And Egg went on to be very successful, by the way. He went on to write Leave Right Now for Will Young, Chasing Pavements, Adele, Warwick Avenue, Duffy. So he was a pretty good songwriter.
No, so, oh, wow. So I didn't even know that. Right, so let's talk about Hale Barnes Carnival. You're going to be on the Sunday night show of Hale Barnes Carnival. Have you been to the area before, Nathan?
I know Hale. I mean, I live in Lancashire. I don't sound like I do, but I married a northern lass, and yeah, I've been up here about 13, 14 years. But yeah, how Cheshire, nice part of the world, so I'm looking forward to the carnival, yeah.
Are you going to be, obviously, going to be playing all the big hits, obviously, doing all the big hits live, but is there anything new we can expect from Nathan Moore?
Not new as in new records from me, because I don't think they want that, but I tend to do the most known Brother Beyond songs and anything else 80s that can kind of get the party started and get everyone singing along. That's always my mission. And so I'm looking forward to, I've heard there's going to be quite a few people at this this Sunday show. So alongside Owen Paul and Martin Kemp, I think it's going to be a pretty damn good day, I think.
You know? Have you worked alongside Owen Paul and Martin Kemp before?
I have worked loads with Owen Paul all the time. I saw him last Saturday, in fact. And I have actually done one gig with Martin Kemp as he's kind of DJing, you know. I mean, I know the Strandall boys. I've met them many, many, many times over the years, you know Tony Hadley well. And, Martin is absolutely lovely. Obviously, I know his wife, from the Pepsi and Shirley. We did lots of gigs, Brother Beyond, with them back in the day. So, looking forward to working with him again. And I'm sure the ladies will love his act.
Well, the ladies will love your act. You don't forget, you were a pin-up back then. You know that, don't you? And you still are now. I've got a picture of you in front of me. And when I showed the picture, and when I showed the picture to my wife, she went, "Oh my days, you still got it."
We'll see whether I've still got it on this Sunday. But I guess a lot of fans for me tend to be ladies. But don't worry, the lads enjoy my show too. I have plenty of them coming up, Ken. That's rocking. Didn't think I'd like what you do, mate. But yeah, great. Well done, you know.
but you know, the really interesting thing is the Brother Beyond hits are still working, right, after all of these years. So how long ago was it now? I mean, it was...
It is 31 years this summer.
Stop it.
So August. We were, number two in the charts. Kept off the top spot by Phil Collins, Groovy Kind of Love. Very annoying, if I ever see him.
I was going
to
say that.
The thing was, back then in 1988, that summer, leading up to that week's chart, we were number one. They'd always give and each day they would give a prediction on the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Every day we were number one. When it came to the Sunday, when we were number two, it was so disappointing. I mean, we lost out by, I think, about 200 sales being number one.
Wow.
Which, in terms of history, it's a big difference between a number one and a number two, God, you know.
Oh, wow. So do you look back on those days and go, yeah, that's great, or do you tend to be a little bit quieter about the fact that, you know, you're in Brother Beyond and it's you and all that kind of stuff? Are you proud of those days?
Oh, immensely, immensely. It was brilliant times to be part of, you know, Stock Aitken and Waterman and everything they did. 1988 was a great time to be in pop music. You know, you had Smash Hits, you had Top of the Pops, all these iconic shows and sort of magazines, etc., that we, you know, looked at and read or whatever when we were growing up. I got to be on Top of the Pops 7 times, you know, and that's, you know, it's brilliant to have done that, you know. Obviously, that bears no importance to, you know, younger people today, but obviously to our generation, it was massive. So, no, I love it. I love singing those songs today because we all come along, as I'm sure will happen on Sunday for me, and then everyone will sing the chorus of that song, which is brilliant.
Oh, fantastic. You know, I can't wait anyway, because as I said, you know, those records are still working now in the party bars, you know, they still work really well on the radio and all that kind of stuff. One thing I do want to just touch on just before Illusion, Nathan, I didn't even know, and I'm really ashamed to admit this, and I do apologise, I didn't even know you were in Worlds Apart.
Yeah, not many people do, because when I replaced the lead singer in 1994, and the band had done a couple of years here in the UK, but then we never worked in the UK ever again after that. We went and signed to EMI in Germany, and then we had a massive hit in France, and then we kind of got signed by EMI France because, you know, some of the songs were in French, and we had 5 top 3 singles in France, 2 number 1 albums. The big hits were Je te donne, Conjure de toi, Baby Come Back, and so, no, I mean, English people don't know that I did Worlds Apart, and it, you know, it's still giving me a chance to sing today. I've got a 24-day tour in November, December this year with the rest of the boys, and so, yeah, it's brilliant to have been in 2 boy bands. It's been amazing, really, but not many people know it.
No, I know. I was shocked when my friend told me that, and I'm like, stop it. Nathan Moore, thank you so, so much for talking to me, and I look forward to catching up with you at the Hale Barnes Carnival at the weekend.
Yeah, I'll see you there. I'm on about 6:30, and yeah, it should be a fabulous afternoon and evening.
Fantastic, Nathan. Cheers, mate.
Okay, thanks a lot. Cheers.
The soundtrack to your life. Cheshire's Silk 106.9.